If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy replay podcast.
All right. Have your children ever walked in on you and your partner when you're doing you know what? It happened with one celebrity couple. And the best part about it, like, I'm sorry if their daughter is scarred at all, but it was her reaction. Good morning. And I'm talking about Kelly Ripa and Mark Consuelos. I love that couple. Yeah. They're hilarious. So they had their daughter Lola walk in on them. So this is what happened. This is them explaining the situation.
So she opens the door and we see the door open and we're like, all right, good, close the door.
Yeah,
nah.
We both say, no,
nah, what are you doing?
I'm being resuscitated. She shuts the door and you hear, you just ruined my birthday. Hey. And my life, and I used to see in color and now everything is gray.
How old is the daughter?
She's like an early teen, I would say.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She's 18, actually.
Isn't she
18? Yeah, she's 18.
She's 18 already. Wow. Okay, yeah, crazy, so there you go. 18. That's almost worse at the age of 18, I think.
I think
you
so, yeah.
It's
yeah.
worse than when you're younger.
Oh, yeah.
So, and it was her birthday, so they said, you ruined my birthday and my life. And then it would happen on Father's Day. It just happened this weekend. So then they're enjoying like a family brunch. Mark Consuelo said his father was there and his sister was there as well. So this was the aftermath, that awkward moment afterward where poor Lola, 18-year-old Lola, had to look them in the eye after seeing what she saw.
Everybody's eating. We're eating. We're like, this is delicious. That's delicious. And she's like this. She goes, you're disgusting.
And I'm like, my dad's here. I said, Lola. And she goes, you guys have no chill. You think you act like
you're
20.
You think you're 20, but you're not.
I would have felt the same way at 18. Especially, like, there are people in the house. They mentioned, you know what I mean? His father's there. His sister's there. There are people all around, and you need to go do that. At 18, I would have said the same thing. You have no chill. Grow up. That's what I would have said.
Did they not have locks in the Ripa house?
That's the thing.
You'd think people with that much money could afford a lock on their bedroom door. And why is their 18-year-old daughter just walking into her parents' bedroom if the door is closed? Doesn't she know she could see some things?
I think locks aside, I definitely, by that age, for sure, you're not just bursting in. Yeah. You don't want to put yourself through that.
Yeah, don't you know to knock before you go into your parents' room? And I mean, I get that, like, you know, traumatized aside, that, like, it's actually a sign that, you know, when your parents are have an active love life, it means that they're in it, that they love each other, and that they still have the spark and the romance alive.
But
I think that's a
Sam,
good sign.
Has it ever happened to you?
No.
Did it happen? No. Okay, that's why you're saying that, because if it had ever happened to you, you would be like, you would do everything that you could to make sure it didn't happen to children.
Good sign or not, I still believe that my parents haven't had sex since they had my sister 32 years ago. That's just what I choose to believe.
So it clearly hasn't happened to you either.
Well, I'm a little bit older. No, it hasn't happened to me. If my parents' door is closed, I am not walking. I'm just waiting. I'll stand outside and wait patiently.
Mm. Kim Kieran, have you ever been in this situation?
Which
either one.
Not that I can remember, or I'm scarred
when
by
you were
life.
A kid. Okay, so when you're a kid, you don't recall that happening with your parents.
And B, do parents still do that? Because
your husband sleeps on the couch, right?
Exactly. Oh. Yeah. Well, with my shift, you know, we're not too worried about that happening in the morning anyway.
Yeah.
But I'm curious to know, like, at what age are you worried about Shayla, for instance? You know, having that awareness
right now. Oh, they're aware. And she hasn't admitted it, but I'm pretty sure they're aware.
And she's how old again?
9.
Okay. Yeah, she's aware.
So they're becoming aware.
Right. You don't want to have that conversation with her, do you?
No.
You don't want to have that conversation with her.
I mean, I do eventually, but maybe tomorrow.
You know what the problem is? They were doing it too late in the morning. They said it was like mid-morning.
You can't put the full blame on the parents. At 18 years old, you always proceed with caution when going into your parents' room when the door is closed. Come on.
But there are times that are more opportune to do these type of things. And I'm all for in the morning, absolutely. But it needs to be early. Not when people are like walking around the house living their life.
But you don't want to make it too early. I mean, 6:30 in the morning. Who wants to do it then? Yeah. I want to go back to sleep.
That's when it has to happen. Ugh. That's when it has to happen.
Look, when the moment hits, you know, you can't really plan these things. Sometimes it's just got to go with the flow.
Sam has his like romantic voice right now. He's like, when the moment hits.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Notice how he starts enunciating every word. When the moment hits.
All right, so the worst thing you can do when your kids walk in on you, the worst thing you can possibly do, Kim Kieran, are you listening?
I'm taking notes.
Okay, because should this happen to you with your daughter, you cannot pretend to be clueless or act like it never happened, okay? As awkward as it is, you have to talk this through with your kids, like regardless of the age.
Whoa, yeah. That's pretty bold.
You just want to bury your head in the sand and act like carry on?
If I don't think they're old enough to or mature enough to understand what I'm telling them, I mean...
But if they're mature enough to see it with their own eyes, like they are mature enough to have some sort of idea of what's happening, so it has to be age appropriate. Right. I will agree with you there. Yeah. So you have to Google what is appropriate for that specific age, because you're not going to explain it to a 10-year-old the same way you're going to explain it to a 3-year-old.
Yeah, you change the conversation based on their age.
But in the moment, you don't realize the long-term damage that it could inflict, right? You're just sort of dealing with the initial shock.
You're actually wrong in that you are, because if you just disappear and you say nothing, it becomes a secret, and kids don't like secrets, right? And there's a marriage therapist, her name's Anna Toth, and she said that kids are actually not necessarily traumatized by witnessing their parents in the act.
Really?
A lot of it is going to depend on how you broach the subject, how they process it. So if you act like it's a shameful thing, or you act like it's a weird thing that you can't talk about, your kids are going to be more traumatized because they're going to grow up with that belief, you know? So she said, don't make it weird. Don't make it awkward. Just look up your kid's age so you know exactly how much they should know, and you'll know exactly where their brains are sort of emotionally and physically, and everyone is going to live happily ever after if you just do that.
Yeah, when an 18-year-old walks in on you guys, when you are on their parents doing it, it's weird. It's awkward. It doesn't matter. It's if that 18-year-old, that is the last thing they want to see. You can explain it away all you want. It's awkward for them.
You can tell them you're wrestling you want. They're not going
to
buy it.
I don't think you have to explain much to an 18-year-old because I think they know what's going on.
Right. That ship has sailed.
Yeah.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
We got a text from Victoria in Laval. She wanted to be part of our new segment, Flirting or Friendly, which we just launched last week.
Yeah.
I never know if I'm being flirted with or not. And she said, when someone says, you look good today, would you assume they're flirting with you? Because her boss says this to her quite often, and her boyfriend says he's flirting with you, straight up. We're getting a lot of texts, though, at 92925.
We are. This one says, so sad we live in a world where we can't even be nice to each other. What if the boss were female? Which... does bring up an interesting question. What if the boss were female? We don't even know. Mm. Maybe the boss is female. We're assuming that he's male, I guess, right?
True. Well, no, she said doubt he is flirting with me. So.
There you go.
Someone else brought up a good point is that, first of all, how do you respond to that, right, if you're uncomfortable in the situation? And second of all, how do you, like, you can't single out someone and just tell them that they look good, right? If a boss says that to one person, they've got to share the wealth and share that compliment with other employees too. Otherwise, just singling out the same person every time, and then that becomes creepy.
We're not in kindergarten here. We're not in kindergarten. This text this text says depends on how he respects his employees, but from what I experienced, it very well could be flirting if someone says that to you. All right, we've got Tony on the phone. Now, Tony, you're a boss. Do you tell your employees that you look good?
Yeah, because they come in differently than when they're working, right? They come all dressed up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's not like I'm flirting with them. Just tell them, hey, you look good today.
Is that how you say it? Just like that? Hey, you look good today.
Yeah.
That's it? And no complaints ever from any of your employees?
No, they just smile, say thank you, and they move on.
Okay. All right. Do you see...
It depends how you say it. It's not like I'm saying it dirty, right?
Right. Yeah.
Just saying it. You know, hey, you look good.
Okay, say it exactly. Okay, try it with me. Go ahead. How would you say it to them? Go.
Hey, Nick, you look good.
Oh, I'd be like, he wants me. That's what I mean.
Wow.
Well,
it depends what's in your head, eh?
Yeah, that's true. I'm only kidding, by the way. I'm only kidding. Thanks for chatting. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Judging by our text line, people are pretty much on the fence about it.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. People aren't completely saying it's completely inappropriate yet at this point, but some are saying, if you kind of feel like someone's flirting with you, they may be flirting with you.
There's so much we don't know, and it's kind of unfair, but we don't know the context. We don't know the relationship that this boss and employee have. There's a lot we don't know, which is kind of makes it difficult for us and everybody else to really have a firm answer on this.
And at the end of the day, whether it's flirting or friendly, everyone loves to be told they look good, and everyone loves you know, that little serotonin boost.
I love when Sam speaks for everybody. No, you cannot. You can't say that, though.
Has anyone ever said that you look good and you took offense to it?
No, not necessarily me, but you have to understand some women in some environments do not want to be at work for that reason.
Yeah.
You can't make a blanket statement because bosses suddenly are going to be going in and being like, hey, Christina, you look good today. And it can make some people feel uncomfortable.
It's true. I don't like being a sex symbol for you guys either. Yeah. It just makes me feel uncomfortable.
Please put your shirt back on. I can't take it anymore.
Don't have have to worry too much about that, I don't think.
Montreal's most listened to morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
All right, so the UK has banned certain types of advertisements, and we want to know what you think about this. You can send us a text this morning at 92925. All right, so what do you think of this? I just saw it yesterday. The UK's advertising regulator gave agencies 6 months to eliminate stereotypes that they say are likely to cause harm or serious or widespread offense in ads. So they're no longer allowed to have typical gender stereotypes as part of advertisements. So if you're thinking, like, what does that mean? I'll give you a couple examples, okay? One would be a baby formula commercial that showed a girl growing up to be a ballerina and a boy growing up to be a mathematician, which would, like, maybe continue or perpetuate the stereotype that girls aren't good at math or can't grow up to be intellects and that they should maybe use their bodies more in dance. Mm-hmm. Another example would be a man changing a diaper and acting like he has no idea what he's doing, or like plugging his nose and being like, this is so disgusting, which would insinuate or perpetuate the stereotype that, like, men don't change diapers or take over and do things around the house. So Norway has already done this, has already banned it. Now the UK is going to do the same thing, and they are going to have 6 months to eliminate these stereotypes, all of these different companies.
It's very interesting. I think you said the ads that perpetuate or cause, you know, greater harm or a wide-ranging stereotype. I think a lot of these companies are going to try to toe the line here, because they're going to argue, if they've got a campaign that they want to run, they're going to argue, well, prove that it perpetuates a greater harm to society, or prove that it's endorsing negative stereotypes. And that might be really difficult to do.
They might not say that. They may not do that.
You're
do you
right.
know why? Because the younger generation, specifically like younger millennials right now, they've done so many studies and they loathe gender stereotypes. They're more sensitive to it than anybody. I mean, think about like back in the day, some of the ads were like ridiculous. They weren't even like gender. They weren't even like nuanced gender stereotypes. They were straight up like sexist, right? Like some of the, those old ads that I'm talking about.
Yeah, like
about,
an
right?
old beer commercial
exactly.
or whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So when you look at like young millennials now, they're on the complete other side of it where they're super aware of these things, and they hate it. They hate when people insinuate that pink is for girls and that blue is for boys, and that girls have to grow up doing this and boys have to grow up doing that.
So then they don't have to buy those products. But there's nothing stopping companies right now from doing commercials that are gender neutral, right? I think the nature of the advertising business is competitive. The more businesses you have, the more products you have out there, it forces one another to become more intelligent in how they deliver their products. But I think we're talking about two different things. I think that when you're looking at, on one end, you have companies that whose mandates are just to sell a certain product that is aimed at a very specific client.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have people that are watching the commercials that are expecting the commercials to speak to them in a way that is inoffensive to them. I mean, these are two different things that I don't know if they'll ever be able to find some sort
you know,
of a happy medium.
I don't even think it's about offense. And I kind of think it's cool that some of these countries are doing it, because I don't think it's about people being offended. Like, people are offended all the time. And if every time somebody mm-hmm. was offended by something, they changed rules or laws, we would constantly be changing them.
Right.
But I think it's about the fact that we know, and there's been so many studies there, we know for a fact that advertisements program our mind. So I think they're thinking of the future of their nations and saying, you know, we're going to have a better, more balanced nation if we stop telling women they have to be a certain way and we stop telling men that they can't be a certain way. So that's, I think it's more about that than people just being offended by things. I think they're thinking about the future. They want to see more female CEOs. They want to see men taking bigger roles in their homes and their families and feeling comfortable like that. But
and that's the job of TV commercials, though?
It's not the job of them, but from such a young age, we are being programmed by it, whether we like it or not. It is telling us how we should live.
We are seeing the pendulum swing the other way, right? We went from an age of ads that were completely outdated to now, you know, going to the other side.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, eventually we'll sort of find a happy medium, because products aren't going anywhere, companies aren't going anywhere, and as unscrupulous as a lot of companies are, I think that to put on a nice polished ad and say, hey, look, we're gender neutral, I mean, that's only like a very surface way of looking at it. There are a lot of other things that companies can be doing to promote these types of ideals.
Yeah, I think if a company wants to advertise with a certain demographic, they should be allowed to do that, and as long as, again, it's not causing a harm, and as long as they're not, you know, being racist or stereotypical or insensitive, I think they should be totally, if a company wants to advertise to guys, then they should be allowed to advertise to guys.
Oh, they can. They just can't perpetuate gender. gender. They can still advertise to men. They just can't perpetuate gender stereotypes. Yeah. So, for instance, if it's a man changing a tire, that's completely fair. But you can't have a female there acting like, oh, my God, I'm going to break a nail if I change a tire. That's what's not going to be allowed.
Yeah.
We're getting a lot of texts at 92925. And somebody said it's about changing the general mentality. I agree with that. Yeah. And I agree with that. I don't think it's about people being offended. Because, like I say, if every time we raised our hands, because I'm offended by Sam Daly. But
good. I'm doing my job.
Changing anything.
This text says, what the heck is Andy talking about? You know what? I don't really know half the time.
Yeah, he has no idea.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online at thebeat925.ca.
Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play.
And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 925.